Radio Chico, Weltfriedenswoche 2019. Wir haben das nächste Interview in der Telefonleitung. Es ist Tashnim Abu Tahir. Sie kommt aus den Vereinigten Arabischen Emiraten und hat beim Zeichnungswettbewerb von der Goy Peace Foundation und May Peace Prevail on Earth in ihrer Altersgruppe den zweiten Platz belegt. Und über das Bild und über sie wollen wir jetzt gerne ein bisschen mehr erfahren. Hello Tashnim, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, welcome to Radio Chico.
Hello, yeah.
I already introduced you and told our listeners you are from the United Arab Emirates, yes? Why don't you introduce yourself quickly so people know who you are?
Assalamu alaikum, the Arabic greeting, which literally means peace be upon you. So we say this when we introduce us. So this shows how our ancestors started to care about ourselves, and they wanted peace to be everywhere. So my name is Tasneem. I'm studying 12th grade in Delhi Private School. I started painting at the age of 10 years old, and I've been doing paintings since like more than 10 years, and I'm more interested in all of the mediums. I've tried watercolors, acrylic, oil painting, and I always want to exhibit and create awareness through my artwork. I've won several competitions, national and international level, like Harriet Ward. This year I won first place, which gave me 30% scholarship, and last year I won second place, which gave me 20% scholarship, and several graffiti competitions, school, inter-school. All of these exhibit how I want to create awareness about peace, and I try my best to use this tool as God gifted, and I'm self-taught. So I want to use this to benefit the society, unlike just drawing any portraits.
And you also took part in the Peace Pals International contest, and you finished second. How did you learn about this contest?
Yeah, so basically my teachers, I wanted to exhibit or create, I wanted to know what peace actually meant. And I was wondering how I could understand or how I could make this, like how I could realize what peace meant to me. And it was the right time when the contest provided me with the platform which I was desiring to express my feelings on the topic living peace. I believe in the concept the most effective way to start peace in this world is to start within yourself. That is what my artwork is entirely based on. So initially I started by creating layers and I organized my thoughts. It reflects what would it the effect on world peace if the wars and massacre worldwide would come to an end. The result would be very positive on the existing as well as on the new generation. So this is what my artwork is based on, and I basically wanted to know what it meant to me first so that I could exhibit and create awareness among different people. And Peace Pals International provided me with the platform to go international worldwide and understand my potential.
Can you describe your image that you drew for our listeners?
Yeah, sure. My artwork virtually expresses the concept of Mother Earth riding a horse as she spreads happiness and greenery all around her. So the Mother Earth is in the center of the picture. This can only happen when the human race takes necessary efforts towards sustainable development and understanding that massacre and war would never bring in peace and sustainable development. But still, there are many parts of the society which is egotistical, who are negligent about sustainable development and peace. Since Taoists are often associated with the peace and pacifism, I wanted to add them in my painting. So I thought, what if these DAOs represent those association in the society, like Peace Pals International or Radio Chico, which try to spread awareness among the neglected people. So the DAOs are carrying the weapons in my drawing so that the world peace and ecological balance can be achieved among different society in the nation.
What do you, in your personal life, how do you try to promote the message of peace?
I think peace have to start within ourselves. It starts within our home, so we have to be happy about what we have. So I often try to be happy with what I have and what I get instead of complaining of what I don't have. So that is how we start developing peace within ourselves and encouraging others that they can do this and promoting their life. And it basically means we have to spread love towards everyone so that they know that people care for them and they do not engage in any other bad activities, or they do not start to hate the world, like how the terrorist groups, or the everything starts because of the mental imbalance, and they do not have people to understand them. So when we basically understand each other and tell people that we are together in this, so they could make it easy and peace can prevail in this earth.
And you also made some short interview clips that you sent us in your school and in your circle of friends, which we are going to listen to now. Could you tell us a bit about the first person that you interviewed?
Yeah, I interviewed Mansi, my friend. She was very interested in to talk about peace and was very interested and very excited to know that she's going to go on live in the radio. So she is studying with me in 12G in DPS Dubai.
Okay, so we'll play that clip.
Yeah, sure.
Peace is tolerance towards others who have different colors of their skins, different religion, different culture, different mindset, different status, different education status, different geography, with doing no harm to them and expecting no harm in return. That's what peace is.
That's what peace is. The second clip you sent us is a short interview with Reem. Who is she?
Oh yeah, Reem is my sister, and she also participated in the competition this year, not the last year, because she got inspired by me, like seeing me win the competition, and she also wanted to spread peace. So she expressed her views on peace.
Okay, we'll play it.
Hi Reem, what does peace mean to you?
I think peace is more than just the absence of violence. It is the presence of social justice through equal opportunity, a fair distribution of power and resources, equal protection and impartial enforcement of law.
And the next one is from Latifa Ali. Can you say something about this one?
Yeah, so Latifa Ali is my sister's friend. She's studying in American International School. And I wanted to ask her because she's also good in art. And I wanted to basically inspire people towards this. So they get to know about Peace Pulse organization, and they will also participate next year and the coming years. So let's hear about her.
For me, peace means no violence. Peace can be reached only when people start thinking about each other, when they stop thinking about themselves, and when they start to listen to other people and stop judging.
And the next one is from Judy. Who is she?
Judy is my sister's classmate as well, and she also does some digital arts and portraits. So let's hear what she thinks peace is.
To me means that you feel safe no matter where you are. You don't get discriminated. No matter who you are, it doesn't matter your gender, your religion, your race. Being safe also means that you don't feel superior or inferior towards other people, no matter their group of people or who they identify as. And I believe that peace is also an understanding between people, an understanding of how they are and who they are. Being peaceful is being tolerant towards others and having the same rights and equalities as others.
And to finish up, we have two clips from two of your teachers. The first one is from Lelza. Tell us a bit about her.
Yeah, Lelza ma'am, she is my art teacher. She was very much interested and she was very excited that I won the competition, and she always supported me towards spreading peace, and she also gave me ideas. She told me to go for a walk and see what happens around you, and that's how I built my painting about this. So I'm very thankful to her, and let's hear what she says.
Although world peace may not be possible immediately, I think it is possible as long as each individual makes cause for it to happen. I think we all wait for each other, you know, to work on peace. Instead, we should be focusing on ourselves and changing ourselves first. We can start with simple acts of kindness. You know, it uplifts us, our consciousness, and at the same time, it brings comfort and solace to others. We need to learn, you know, to be tolerant towards others, respect them, no matter how different they are. We need to look at our earth as our only true home and deeply care for it. Find ways in which we can work towards saving it. But I think most of all, we need to learn to forgive, because we all deserve that unconditional inner peace.
And the final clip that we have is also from one of your teachers, from Champa.
Yeah, Champa ma'am, she's our 12th senior teachers, and she also wanted to express her views on peace.
To me, world peace means we see the planet Earth as one community. We extend our empathy to all of humanity. We see the plight of the world in a greater light than our own narrow parochial interest. We must see ourselves, of course, as global citizens first. We must work together as a global community and be more tolerant to those who are different from us. To me, that is working towards world peace, or what world peace is all about. Conflicts do happen, and it happens when we don't see ourselves as one human race. Global peace must transcend geographical boundaries, and that is what we must all work to do. I think the mantra is that we must embrace the fact that we have an added responsibility of working for world peace, all of us. And today I pray that there should be happiness for all man and peace prevail on earth.
As I said, that was the final clip, and we thank you for being part of the Radio GCO Peace Week.
Thank you. I'm very glad that I was being part of this, and thank you so much.
So, we wish you all the best for your future projects, and a good day.
Thank you. Thank you. I wish the same, and the motive and the achieved objectives of your radio and Peace Pulse may all be achieved, and I wish all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.